Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Here for you every Saturday morning, the Arizona homeowner. At Rosie on the House, our entire team's mission in life is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And that's a big job. We do it with the radio program every Saturday morning, 8 to 11. We do it with our website, rosieonthehouse.com. For every minute we're not on air, you've got access to our information, rosieonthehouse.com. We do it through an email newsletter by subscription only. If you'd like to get weekly tips on home repair items or get an indication of what topics we're going to be covering this coming Saturday, you can subscribe to our newsletter at rosieonthehouse.com. It will come to your email box. We generally try and deliver that every Thursday morning. And we do it, and we're going to do it more. Romy's been trying to get me to do this, and I apologize, I haven't taken it serious enough, but our YouTube channel with videos trying to describe things you can do in, about, and around your house. And we've been getting more and more views on that. We've got one video that talks about what to do with a door that won't stay open or closed. It's constantly trying to seek its own happy place, regardless of where you want it to stay. How many times has that video been seen?
Over 230,000.
Okay. Here, just this week, Jen Gura at the office sent me this. She says, Rosie, here are the comments you're getting on YouTube about that door video. Quote, your video may have just did more for my marriage than 10 back rubs.
Okay, let me continue.
Okay. And it can be done faster than one back rub.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a quick one. Quote, my wife told me, well, it only took you 3 years to fix that door that took 3 minutes. But here it is. Pretty sure that video just saved my marriage. So that's what we're about at Rosie on the House, is to tip you off to little tips and tasks in, about, and around your house that will improve the quality of life for you and your spouse. And the fact that we're enhancing your marriage, protecting your marriage, and guarding your marriage, well, that's just a badge of honor for us. It's what we're about in trying to become your best friend. But it is a big job. Jennifer had to kind of cover for me here recently, just this week. When you tell everybody you want to be their best friend,
yeah,
they call you like you're their best friend.
And then we are all your best friend instead. So we just thought we're going to put you on the phones from now on.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
A gentleman heard you talking about what's the name of that product you like for the vinyl?
For renewing your sunscreens, it's 303 Marine Aerospace Protected. And it's kind of hard to find, but it will make your sunscreens look brand new.
Okay.
Originally designed, we found it in caring for our boat upholstery when we had a boat.
Well, you must have mentioned that on air. Sometimes I miss, you know, exact coverage because I'm talking to people on the phone. But this gentleman wanted to know, he wrote in yesterday, or actually called him wanting to know how to use that product on his boat. And he wanted you to call him last night because he wanted to work on it today.
And I did call him. I did call. His name is Clark. He lives down in Tucson. I did call him, and he texted back. I think he said, I'm camping with my granddaughter in the Rincons, but I'll listen to the show podcast. Just answer my question on the show. So, well, I'm going to call him again because I will tell you one corner of the state I don't know very well are the Rincons. So if he's got a couple favorite camping places in the Rincons, I'm going to get that out of him before he gets the information out of me.
Oh, so being Rosie's best friend means you may have to reveal some information.
Well.
Negotiation.
But really, Clark, you're listening to this podcast after you get back to town. When it comes to treating your boat upholstery or any vinyl product with this product, I hate to admit it, but I read the instructions.
You did what?
Where
do you find the instructions?
They're on the back of the bottle.
Really?
Yes. And the product is 303 Marine Aerospace Protectant. It is the ultimate UV protection. It keeps vinyl, rubber, and plastic looking new longer. 16-ounce bottle is about $16. But it really goes a long way. And I actually have someone coming to my house to service the roll-down screens on our back patio. And I have 303'd one of those screens that is about 20 years old. And I know when he comes to repair the little wind-down worm gear, he's going to ask me, when did you get new screens? They look brand new. So it's become my go-to product for restoring sunscreens at your house. Take the screen down, wash it with soap and water and a sponge, let it dry completely, apply this to it, and then wipe it off with a microfiber cloth, and you will be amazed. The screen will really look. Now, it won't repair tears, but if it's just aged and sunburned, it will make it look brand new. 303 Marine Aerospace Protector. Clark, I hope you enjoyed the camp with your granddaughter in the Rincons. When you get this information, just know I've got your phone number now, too, and I'll be calling for favorite camping spots in the Rincon Mountains.
A little kind of story that I stumbled across that ties into last week and this week. We were talking about churches and looking
yes.
for a different type of architecture
yes.
For inspiration on, you know, things to do around your home that beat the, you know, the traditional look. If you're looking for something to distinguish your home, set itself apart, maybe change something on your interior, that can be a great place. And then we were talking, our topic this week was sustainability, and a big part of that is masonry. And I pulled this. And all the churches we featured were here locally in Arizona that people could go see. But I had to pull this one out. It's in Columbia, and it's the Las Lajas Shrine. And it is 330 feet, and it comes out of a gorge. The bridge to get to it goes over a running river, and it's, you know, they had to build the masonry base to get it high enough to where the bridge comes off, and then the Gothic style architecture of the church sits on top of that. And if you want to see
a fantastic building,
go Google Las Lajas. It's LAS space LAJAS Shrine out of Columbia. This article is out of the Epoch Times, and I think you have to be a subscriber to access their online stuff, but I'm sure there's plenty of other pictures you can find. But that was one we need to get added to that resource page, because, I mean, that beats a lot of the stuff picture-wise that you brought back from y'all's European tour a couple years ago.
Prague and Munich. And when you see a picture like that, and you have any appreciation for what it took to build that structure, it's literally jaw-dropping.
Oh.
To just imagine what it took to get that building built like that
in a ravine
in that location
in 1916 to 1949.
That's when it was built?
Yeah, from 1916 to 1949.
Okay.
OSHA would never let you get something like this done today.
It'd be tough, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't know how, where they were dangling their workers from to get that thing built. I'm sure it was quite dramatic. One of the other ways that we always try and reach out and touch you Arizona homeowners is with our website. You are allowed to reach out to us and ask us questions, as well as call the office during the week. We're always there to answer your calls. And we take a look at what one question last week was asked more often than any other. And we'll address that as soon as we get back. But it is a very, very time-sensitive question that we wanted to get covered on the air today. And that question is, if I'm closing my desert house for the summer, what do I need to know? What do I need to do? What do I need to not do? So we're going to cover that after this short station break, as well as a checklist of things you might, if your neighbor will be here all summer, a checklist of things you might ask your neighbor to do while you are away for the summer. All of that information for our snowbirds when we get back.